And you had black support.
I had black support. And in the meantime, the court had gotten down to 7 players. And something else happened. Mike O'Hara had been defeated.
T.G. Kavanaugh.
T.G. Kavanaugh defeated him. Now, you asked me before about why O'Hara wouldn't take the chief justiceship. Mm-hmm. Before I came on the court in January 67, it had been the practice of the justices, almost all of them, to go to the Lansing City Club every day for lunch, or frequently for lunch. Mm-hmm. They have a drink, oftentimes, at lunch. Thomas M. Kavanaugh was a frequent participant in that luncheon group. From the day I went on the court, he didn't go to lunch with the group. I did. Souris, Adams, O'Hara, and Deathmers, all of us went. Harry Kelly generally didn't go because he couldn't get around very well. He was in a wheelchair. And Tom Kavanaugh didn't go. But the rest of us were there. Now, 1968 rolls around and O'Hara is defeated by Thomas G. Kavanaugh. It's his last day, let's say December of 1968. The last day the court is meeting with O'Hara as a member of the bench. I'm sitting on the end of the bench. John Deathmers is the Chief Justice. Between Deathmers and myself is Thomas M. Kavanaugh. Sits next to me. I passed him a note. Tom, today is Mike's last day. Won't you please make an exception and join us for lunch? I shoved the note over to him. Takes the note, leans back in his chair and wheels around so his back is facing me, reads it. And a long, long time passes. Meanwhile, counsel are arguing some lawsuit or other. And suddenly, Tom sits straight up in his chair and wheels around to me and leans over so his face is away from the bench, the lawyers arguing the case, and he says to me, Tom, I have nothing against you personally, but he double-crossed me. And I said, he did? He said, yeah, he did. And that was sort of the end of it. Well, I began piecing the story together with conversations of other people, with other people. And the story basically was this. Back in the days when Leland Carr was on the court and Tom Kavanaugh, and we're talking about in the 50s, Tom was elected to the court and very ambitious to be Chief Justice. Deathmers had been Chief Justice for years. Finally, Tom Kavanaugh had enough votes to keep Deathmers from being Chief Justice. But he didn't have enough votes to get himself elected Chief Justice. It was a 4-4 standoff. And he pulled the string and ordered his troops to vote for the standoff, which they did. And I can't tell you the year, but I'm guessing it was about 1959, around in there. There was a very long period of time when the court did not have a Chief Justice appropriately elected. Deathmers continued to function as Chief Justice as a holdover, but there was still no Chief Justice. In fact, maybe I can even give you the date on that, because there's going to be something in the front of the book that will explain that. Let us set the record straight, eh? Yes, let's take a look at this. existence.
You mean there's a footnote on the page that describes the membership of the Supreme Court and who is Chief Justice that says precisely what the fact was?
I think we may, with a little bit of luck, I may be able to nail down a date or two just to sort of prove it, but I know what I'm talking about. Or maybe to correct a misstatement if I'm in the middle of saying or making one. I can see already I'm way off on the timing. Hiram Bond, I see his name on the spot.
Well, one thing to consider is that Mike O'Hara didn't come on until about, was it 62? Who did he beat?
I'll tell you. That's the story. I'm trying to,
okay.
Trying to put it together.
Okay. No, I mean on the
Supreme
Court. Okay.
I want to put you the story together. You'll hear all the answers.
Mike O'Hara beat Paul Adams.
Yes, you're right.
Okay.
And that's the story. Oh. You've just...
Sprung the line.
You just ended it here.
Oh, jeez.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm getting closer now. It's one of these, I think, where it happens. We have this stalemate, and the stalemate, I'm going to tell you, is...
Yeah,
at the beginning of volume 366 of the Michigan Supreme Court reports, which covers a period from March 16, 1962 mm-hmm. to July 2, 1962, mm-hmm. the front page, or the frontispiece, whatever it's called, says Supreme Court, and at the top it says Chief Justice. John R. Dethmers of Holland. Term expires December 31, 1969. And after that, a footnote, number one, and it says at the footnote, at the bottom of the page, 2 April 3rd, 1962. And right underneath that, it says Leland W. Carr of Lansing, December 31, 1963, his term of office expires, and the footnote two, and down below it says from April 3rd, 1962. So on April the 3rd of 1962, the court broke the deadlock that had existed for at least from January of that year in the office of Chief Justice. Dethmers, Carr, and Kelly, and Black, and Paul Adams. Dethmers, Carr, Kelly, Black, and Paul Adams voted for Leland Carr. So that Adams joined the Maverick Black vote for the Republican.